Hello.
This is your subconscious speaking. You're going to listen to this podcast and you're going to like it. In fact, you're going to love it.
Hey.
Yeah, that the name. I feel you. I said I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. That's a nice name.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You know interesting. What? Mm-hmm. I think someone asked me, "Oh, what are you gonna call it?" And I was like, "I have no idea. I really haven't thought about it yet." And then I was like, "Oh wait, that's so me. Like, what do I even think about? My head is empty. Duh." I was just like, "Yeah, man. That's all good. That's me."
So it's like, a nice name, so
thank you.
It's very unique.
Ah, unique. Even that word is unique, Sha.
Unique. It's actually unique with an accent at the end. Have you never heard that before?
No.
It's very unique, yeah.
You know I live under a rock.
Under a rock. I know. But you don't, but you do. I don't know how to put it into words. You do, but you don't.
Yeah.
I think one day I could catch you out. One day I couldn't.
Do you know what? Everyone thinks that. Everyone thinks one day I'm going to catch her out. I'm going to grab her and say, "You need to stay visible." And it never happens, ever. Like, I think it's so weird. Like, once I stop fucking with someone, Like, I don't see exes. I don't see, like, friends from, like, secondary school, nothing. I don't know what it is about me. But once I stop fucking with someone, I say, "Yo, you dead to me." I don't see them. I don't see him again. Like,
are you happy that you're like that, or are you just indifferent to it?
To be honest, I'm really indifferent. Like, I don't really care about it because it just saves me more time. I'm like, that's one less person to think about. That's one less thing to do. That's one less person to see.
Yeah.
Person saying, "Hey, I haven't seen you. Where have you been?" And I'm like, do you know what? That works for me.
I hear you there.
Life in general is kind of.
Yeah, man. You seem well, man. You're doing well here, so. You know what I mean?
How do you mean?
I don't know how much detail I can go into, because obviously I know what you said, so I'm like, can I even talk about you? Like,
feel free to talk your shit, because I'm going to edit it out anyway.
Okay. No, I'm just like, yeah, like,
feel comfortable.
Go ahead, feel comfortable. Yeah, your work. Go on, say that again.
I said anything to make you feel comfortable, like, talk your shit, King. Like,
no, just like, now you're working, you get me, the whiz, all these things that you're doing, your thing, man. Big up to you, man.
Oh,
you
yeah, man, I got my little ding dong, don't I?
Yeah, man, little, what's it say, digital dash.
Yeah, man. I had to wait so long for that fucking car, you would not believe.
Really? How long?
I ordered it in May and it came in December.
You ordered it? So, is it fresh, that 22 plate?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What car is it?
Polo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cars are mad right now still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was like, well, I wasn't the brains behind the operation, my man was. And he was like, "Yo, you know nothing about cars. I don't want you to call me. I want to hear it. When the car comes, that's it."
For real.
He was like, "You don't know how to change a tire. You don't know nothing. So what we're going to do is we're going to set you up real nice. We're going to get you the safest car there is, that is small enough and fast enough to let you do what you need to do. But after that, I don't want to hear it." And I was like, "You know what? I hear it." So we ordered it, and yeah, it's just horrible. Like, but ever since, like, it arrived, it's just been money. And I'm like, God damn.
That's what cars are, bro. They're petty drinkers and they are just financial drinkers.
This shit ain't easy. I'm like, how do people drive? Like,
bro,
I don't even feel like driving these days. Sometimes I think, where the hell am I
driving? Is the deadest thing ever. It's a scam. Only people that just, when you first pass your test, you want to drive.
Yeah.
And then when you, like, let's just say that, not even long, but let's just say, like, let's say you've been driving consistently for like 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
After that, you've driven everywhere you need to just drive. Like, you've done the long haul drive. You've done, like, the driving with the man there. You've done everything you need to do. You've done the picking up girls. Like, you've done everything there is, every reason you wanted a car, you've done it. You've done the family trip, where you feel like, okay, you feel worthy, or like, you feel like you have worth, sorry, where you like drop family places and that.
Yeah.
After you do all of that, you realize that driving is a scam. Like, why? There's no incentive to drive in London. Traffic, petty, just long. Tickets everywhere. You can't even park anywhere. Just
the tickets. Yo, when I saw that money come out my account, I said, Dad, they're out here charging people £65 for parking.
Allow me.
Yo.
Allow me.
I'm telling you, what £65 could do for me in this recession.
Bruh, drop me out. Drop me out.
Yo, like, I was like, I proper tried to appeal it. I was like, yo, that ain't fair. The car is new. It's not registered. The license plate isn't about. Like, it's not even on the UK government site. And they were like, nah, you should have parked it somewhere else. And I was like, all right,
cool. Nah, man. I'm not on it.
I was like,
I'm not on it at all.
So you have your license, right?
Yeah, I've had my license for how many years now? It's going to be 6 years this month.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I've got my license in 2018. It's gonna be 5 years this month. I got my license in 2018, January 8th. Nice. I remember so clear.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Because I don't know. I think a lot of people are kind of delaying driving now, innit? So I think it's kind of a lost art of getting your license when you're like 16, 17.
I feel like people go wrong when it comes to driving licenses. So I'll say that I've had my license for 5 years, but I haven't bought a car since I've had my license. Do you get?
Yeah.
But so it doesn't mean you shouldn't get your license until you want to buy a car.
Yeah.
Because the longer you leave it, the harder it is to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got some of my boys that are trying to pattern their driving stuff now as well. And it's like, they're my boy has been trying to get a test date for like 3 months and he only just got one, because obviously we're in that buying and reselling era right now where it's like, and everyone's got money as well. So everyone's trying to put their driving test. Everyone's trying to do everything in it. Do you get me? Yeah. So. Yeah. It's like, always have, and even like worst case scenario, like if you know you have, like I've got another boy, for example, who he doesn't have his license, but his mum has got a C-class and his mum isn't always driving, and his mum's got a new C-class at 2021. And I'm like, bro, like, man, you have your license. Whether that you want to buy your own car or not, you could just take that. Like, you get me? Like, when we need it, even if you told her, like, oh, that mum,
and
like,
that insurance. I need your car
for something important.
That insurance, he'd just be under his mom's name. Fucking lucky cunts,
bro. That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying that you should always have your license. That's what I'll say to young people always, and I'll say to girls. I can't talk to a girl that hasn't got a driver's license. She's not trying to get.
Yeah,
like, I think it's weird. Like, why? Yeah. What are you doing? It's very important.
She's trying to depend on you.
Huh? Nah, do you get?
That's it? What she's trying to do.
Nah, that is dead. That is dead. That is so dead. But yeah, driving is a scam, but I like to be in the passenger 110%. It's just like, bro, allow me, man.
No, I think it's good because I think the way things are going in terms of like housing, obviously I work in corporate housing. So in terms of like housing, London is looking mad. Yeah. It's looking mad. Like, I have some friends that are like, oh, I really want to move out during the summer. And I'm like, don't do it. Don't
man.
The summer's the worst.
Unless you're ready.
So I would say, like, if you really want to move out and have a nice house and have like a decent, what's this called? Quality of life, probably best off like moving somewhere just adjacent to London, like Essex or Kent. But to live in those places, you need to drive.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. Because like, even God willing, I'm trying to move as well. Like, and I'm like, I know that when I do, I know where I'm gonna live. I'm not gonna live in London, and even I don't want to be in the M's too tough. Like, I've been in the M's for so long, so I know I'm gonna live in like Dartford, but I know that I have to buy my car straight away. And I could have took the approach where it's like, oh, I didn't want to buy my car, so why do I have my license? And then I'll be trying to get my license. Driving lessons are now as well. Oh my god,
it's so much harder and more expensive.
Driving lessons are like, when I was doing it, driving lessons were like £22 an hour. Even that is extortionate. Now they're like, I ended up £30 an hour.
Bro, oh my god, that was me, because I got my license this year in April. Mm-hmm. So it was mad because my boyfriend was paying for it. And April, when I got when my test was booked, was when, like, a couple days before his birthday. So just imagine the pressure. Man's like, if you don't pass, he's like, it's okay if you don't pass, but you have to pass. But if not, sometimes it's okay, but pass.
Facts.
I didn't tell anybody, though. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell anybody I was doing my driving lessons.
Yeah, I feel like you could take. Yeah, I feel like the older I'm getting, the more I understand that approach in it.
Yeah.
I think it just makes it easier. I feel like when I had my driving test, I feel like I told. I didn't hide it from people. I think I told a few people, but not that many people.
Yeah.
I just came out that I've got that I passed in it. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Now? So yeah. And I passed first time as well, and it was just like, yeah, man, first
that
time,
is
first
a
time, everything, bro.
Fucking crazy, man.
I ran over a curb though.
That's normal. That is so.
You think so?
Absolutely. Listen, I pass and I still can't fucking park on the left. I can park really well on the right, but on the left, forget it.
Bro, I hate parking in London. I hate that. That's what I'm saying. Because I haven't had an actual car where I'm parking left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Parking is still a myth. But I know, obviously, I can drive anywhere. I can drive for as long as I need to drive for. I can do long drive, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever. But yeah, just the parking thing is still effort sometimes. I hate parking, but I'm just like, bro, that. I just hate. I think because I'm never in my own car.
Yeah.
When I'm driving, I'm always just paranoid. Do you get me? Mm. So I don't like trying. I don't try stuff. And I don't risk stuff. I just like to make stuff easy. Like, do you get me? Like, yeah. So it's just long.
To be fair, I don't have that many friends, so I don't really have to go anywhere. I mostly got my car because of my job. That's it. Like working in property, you have to have a car. Like,
but don't they give you company cars?
Yeah, but what the fuck do I look like taking a company car?
No, but wouldn't you want to like drive their car when you're going from house to house, for example?
Okay, so basically, because I work in corporate, you have expenses. So any petrol that I spend on the job,
claim it back on expenses.
If I use TfL, claim it back on expenses. If I pay for like parking in like a shopping center while I'm on the job, expenses. The only thing is, if you take a company car, because I've chosen to get the money instead of the company car, which is like a car allowance, basically. If you was to take a company car and if you was to get a ticket, they take it out your paycheck. That's what they don't tell you.
Damn.
Yeah. So if you take a company car, you can't expense it. So obviously the company has to pay it. So once they pay that money, it comes out your paycheck. So I think I was speaking to one of my colleagues and she was telling me like she racked up like a few tickets from one of the new sites, because we deal with building sites, isn't it? Like like luxury kind of like apart. You see all these like apartment blocks like popping up. So like that's basically what I do. She said that obviously with some of these new sites, there's not like really any regulations as in regards to parking. So they're just handing out tickets. on the company car. Tutus now, at the end of the month, £400 in fines. She was livid, taken out of her paycheck.
Full
There's
bill.
Nothing she can do about it. Nothing. And then from then on, she gave back the company car and took the allowances. They don't got her own car. Because at least if it's your own car, you can kind of manage when and
but
how.
Let's say you leave, you have to give it back.
What?
The allowance.
What do you mean?
So you get an allowance.
Yeah.
So, but let's just say I left, then I have to give the allowance back.
No.
Wow.
It's just like pocket money. They're like, yo, like, pardon me, I'm going to tell you, but they give you like £300, £300, like £250 to £300 for like a car allowance. And when you leave, that's it. Like, you don't have to pay them back that money. That's
wow.
Because you're using the car. You've taken, like, the whole point of the job is you need the car for the job. So
yeah,
once they give you the job, they give you the allowance because you're using it while you're employed with them. Once you leave, you have to hand in like your work laptop, like work phone, work laptop, and then if a company car, if you have it.
Yeah, and I get it.
Yeah. So yeah, the money that they give you is for, that. But I'm not going to lie, I've been out here applying for a new job.
Why though?
Because I'm just never satisfied.
Damn.
I feel like I need more money. Like, I don't know what it
that
is.
Woman.
No. Hold on. We're currently in a recession, yeah? And I'm like, the money that I'm getting right now, it's good. It's great. It's, in fact, it's a 9K increase from what I was getting before, which was below poverty. I'm not going to lie. So it's amazing. Great. But I'm like, Because I was saying this earlier on to one of my older cousins, you actually have to dance to the beat of somebody else's tune, if that makes sense, with property, because obviously you have buyers and renters. If a renter says, I want a view today at 6 o'clock, guess what?
you gotta do that.
Right. You gotta make the sale, you gotta hit the target. And I'm like, bro, like, there's not that many jobs that require this much hard work. And even though I'm getting paid more for doing less, it's still really hard work because you're working with people and not computers. Mm. And people can change their minds. The other day I went to a viewing and I waited an hour for someone to arrive. It was like, you just can't, you can't pick your kids from school up. Do you know what I mean? This isn't sustainable. You can't pick your kids from school. You can't attend their fucking recitals or year six plays or, do you know what I mean, Christmas carols or anything like that. You can't do anything like that with this job.
I'm not on that.
Unless you're like a director or, do you get it? Or like a
but senior. You can work your way towards that, isn't it? But it's just long, isn't it, I guess.
No, but think about it. Like, how many directors does a company need?
Mm.
Like one, two.
True.
Maybe three if you're lucky. Do you know what I mean? Like, how many, and that depends on the size of the company and how long will it take you to work up to that. Whereas you could do one, two, three years in this company, apply for another job that pays way, way more and just jump ship.
Jump ship, man. They ain't no loyalty in it, man.
No, because they'll replace me. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't feel no way about these companies. I'm telling you
true.
Now, as we speak today, when like we were speaking earlier, I was applying for other jobs. I'm not going to lie.
Today,
I don't feel no way. Because when they're ready to kick you out of the team, say, oh, you're not meeting this, or if you don't pass probation, they can get rid of you today. So I'm like, right. I'm not going to wait till tomorrow, love. My destiny.
Bro, though. I hear it. You get how you live in it, I guess.
Bro. Okay, wait. So let me just introduce the podcast because I actually haven't done that. We've just been chatting it all. Hi, guys. Welcome to, I don't know, I haven't thought about it yet. You're listening to the sweet sounds of Keeping Up with Camzo. And myself, you know who I am already. I always say you know who I am, but they have no fucking idea.
Well, they listen, they know your voice, isn't it?
Yeah. You already know what it is. I just be lying up in here. yeah, it's a pleasure having you on here. Thank you so much for coming on.
No problem.
As I said, you were actually one of the inspirations for me doing the podcast because I was saying I was going to do it. I just never did. And then I saw you do it. And I was like, oh, wait, that's a bit too close to home. All right, then, let's give it a go. Do you know what I mean? So I do have some topics for us to, you know, discuss. Let's talk about that alcohol.
The alcohol.
What are your experiences? You know, what would you think about alcohol? Because some people say it's poison, some people say it's a good time. What are you saying?
I think alcohol is just like anything in life, isn't it? Anything in life that even bro, even water can kill you, bro. Too much water can kill you. Do you know what I mean? You could drown in it. So with alcohol, it's like obviously alcohol is not water in it, but it's like some people put alcohol in their food, for example. Do you get my drift? So it's like when in moderation, it's fine. But when it becomes too excessive, you can see the impact it has on you and it could change you into a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not always turning you into a bad person, but it can turn you into a different person. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. You get me? So I just think with me and alcohol is that I'm a yak man, innit? I drink heavy because I don't smoke. So I drink a lot in it. Do you get me? But I think as the years have gone on, like, I've been trying to minimalize it just because the effects it has on me, it's not the same as it used to be back in the day. Like back in the day, I could drink like anything. Like I'll mix this, that as one drink and I'll be fine. Like, do you get me? But now, mix two drink, bro, memory loss. Or I'm just like, do you get me? Because I'm just older, innit? So my tolerance is not the same.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like I just have to be a bit careful. So that being said, I need to like accept that I'm not the same man that I used to be. You know, that's one of the things that hurt people alive. Like you wanna, it's like even like people, they wanna be able to move like they used to move, but you can't, and it hurts you. So you keep trying, but you're just embarrassing yourself. So I feel like that's how I am with alcohol, man. I love it, but I feel like I need to be a bit more cautious with the way and how I drink, to be honest. But yeah. What about you?
Do you know what? I think it's more about the environment. Like for me, it could go two ways. I could either, you know, be happy and like dance all night, put my hands up in the air, you know, dancing, singing and all that stuff. Or it's a fight. It's a fight. And I can't fight for shit. But I can definitely talk like I can. I don't know, like I've never been in a fight, do you know what I mean? So I don't know if I can or if I can't. And the I don't know, I have no idea. So I'm like, I definitely talk like I can, and I know that like you're not just gonna blow me and I'm gonna fall down, do you know what I mean? Like it's gonna take a good amount of manpower to get me down, but I don't know, alcohol just turns me into a different beast. Like
it's not a bad thing that turns you into a different person, like, but it's just being aware of it. You know what I mean? I feel like I've had so many hiccups this year, like the last year, let's say from like late 2021 to now, but I'm just like, bro, what the heck happened? Like, I'm just like, yo, like, how did this happen? Or how did that happen? How did I get here?
Yeah.
And then, but now I'm conscious of it. So I'm actually careful. Like, because the thing about me, like, you know, people say stuff like, oh, just drink a little bit. I don't know how to drink a little bit. So if I don't drink at all, I'll get smashed. Yeah, you know, I mean, there's no middle ground. That's my issue.
I quite enjoy being like tipsy, like that really good, like,
I don't know,
feeling.
I don't know. Because you know, do you know what it is with alcohol? Is that it takes its time.
Yeah.
So it's like for different people, it's a longer process for different people, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm drinking to get to that tipsy stage, but I'll keep drinking.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. And before I know it, just creep up.
Yeah.
I want. You get me? So it's weird, man. I don't know, man. It's weird, but definitely this year I should be drinking much. Like I ain't had a drink this year. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was even gonna have a drink as we were doing this pod now. About why? Like, you
know I'm not gonna lie. I'm drinking right now. So
yeah, big up to you, man.
I'm drinking because this is my hobby. This is fun. This is not
work. Yeah, more life, man. It's worked for me in like
2 days.
More life, man, to you, bro. But yeah, no, I just yeah, there's no need for me to pick it up. I feel like I'm getting old. I'm getting old.
Really?
I'm getting old, man. I'm getting old. I'm in my church heavy as well, so I just feel that it's just opening my eyes to a lot of things. Yeah, man, I feel that. Yeah, that honestly, like the back end of this year was so unusual for me, and it weren't even like it was conscious, but I just really would rather just stay at home than do anything else. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, I enjoy a good time. My reasoning for enjoying a good time is just solely because of music. Like, it's not to see girls, it's not to meet to people, it's just to listen to music live. I love music. So if I could hear a banging song with loudspeakers and I'm dancing to it, that's my kind of night.
That's a Nigerian.
Do you know what I mean? Pardon?
That's the Nigerian in you, man.
I guess so. What country are you from again? I always forget.
Oh, I'm from Sierra Leone and Gambia.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
Nobody ever remembers, ever.
Nah, I forgot still.
And the people that you forget are Nigerian. Like, it's like I'm a
red. Oh, please.
Yeah. I'm a Tomaji. Yeah. But hold on. I think, that alcohol, well, this is my hypothesis, to be honest. That alcohol has its effect on us because we started drinking so early, and when we drank early we used to drink heavy. Like,
yeah, maybe that could also be true. So your tolerance is just
like it's weaning. No. It's but been coming
so at the same time. I think it's age, you know.
Really? Age,
yeah, and like there's more stuff that require your brain power and your physical power, like you got more, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that, I don't know, that back in the day, we had no power, you just drink, come home, sleep. Like, I didn't even know what a hangover was, bro. I didn't know, like, because I like, obviously, sometimes I wake up with a headache, but it wasn't common, so I didn't know what a hangover actually was.
Yeah.
So it was one of them things, isn't it? So it's like, when I now got older, I was like, yo, my head is banging. What is this? And I was like, ah, it's a hangover. Like, as a kid, because think about it. So you're telling me that when I'm getting on party holidays, for example, am I waking up every single day with a hangover? No. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, so it's just interesting. It's very interesting.
Maybe it's to do with the environment as well. I think that us as Black people, sometimes we need, there's a certain concoction, like a cocktail of events.
It's a concoction.
Yeah,
You're a little freshy though.
Yeah, like a little calypso of events and requirements that we need. So sunshine is one. I think that not only uplifts your mood, but also just kind of the energy around the people as well. I think being in good spaces as well kind of uplifts your mood as well. And then the people you're around as well. And then obviously what you're putting in your body. So the type of alcohol you're drinking.
Yeah.
And yeah, obviously how much. But
yeah. Yeah, for real. I agree.
I think I had like a run-in, yeah, with alcohol, yeah. So I'm going to tell you because why not? It's basically like 2 years ago now. So like in 2021, I went to like a house party of like someone that I knew very well, and I got absolutely drunk, but I was also beefing people, yeah, but I wasn't beefing them for no reason. It's that like everywhere I went in the party, they were following me.
Oh.
Everywhere I went, and we're talking like six women just following me everywhere I went. Like, not even like all of them at a time, but like one or two or three of them just following me. So I'm like, rah, like, leave me alone. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm telling you, I don't have vodka. And hold on, not even that. I wasn't even pouring my drinks. Someone else was pouring the drinks. And I think they must have mixed brown liquor with white liquor, which is not a good idea for someone like me. I need to find a drink.
Not the mixer.
Oh my God. So they kept following me. I'm like, yo, like, everywhere I go, I see you guys. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Like, seriously, leave me alone. And they just wouldn't leave me alone. I went outside, they followed me. I went inside, they followed me. I went, sat on the stairs of the estate, followed me. Boom! It's a fight. So then they're all trying to fight me. But I think my auntie's brother, so he's a little bit younger, he was like, rah, like, just leave her alone. He was like, just leave her alone, bro. Like, y'all have followed her everywhere. Just leave her alone. And then, so instead of trying to fight me, they ended up fighting him.
Yeah.
So I'm just in the corner talking shit. Do you know what? I don't remember any of this. I don't remember any of this. They were telling me this. Mad. So ever since then, I just stopped the drinking, innit? But I needed it. I needed that reality check, like, rah, drinking is making you a different person, yeah? So what we're going to do, yeah, is we're going to just cut it out for a bit. Yeah, just cut it out.
For real.
And then I think after that, I kind of, yeah.
Eh? I said cut it out fully, please. What is that?
No, honestly, I'm ashamed. I'm legit ashamed.
You should be fully ashamed. How though? I don't understand. Like, you don't remember any. I don't remember any of it.
Like, any of it. Any of it. And there was some people that just said to me, "Rah, like the type of people that you're around, when they saw you going off the rails, it wouldn't have been a, oh, let's give her more drink thing. It would have been a, rah, let's lay her down so she could calm down." So they were like, rah, that just tells you about the people that you've been around. You get it? So I'm even thinking that my small circle needs to get smaller.
Mm.
So it was a big reality check for me, because I'm like, rah, like, I wouldn't, if someone is obviously drunk. And the thing about me is that when I'm drunk, I'm happy. Do you get it? I'm not it depends on the people around me. I'm like, nah, y'all gotta stop that. Because you're antagonizing me. You're antagonizing. And they were doing it on purpose. Like, when, like, the way he was telling me, he was like, no, they were following you. they were following you, like everywhere you
maybe
were going.
They thought
like,
you was pretty.
No, but these are people I know.
Still.
Yeah, no. These are people I know, I grew up with. Do you know what I mean? They've seen me from like the age 14 till now. Do you know what I mean? They know me. They were just following me everywhere I went. And they were drinking too. So I think that was adding fire to the fuel.
Oh, so you think they were just burst, basically?
Yeah. But like, I'm one of them people, if I tell you to stop, I'm not going to tell you to stop again. Like, the next one is a fight. But this is the thing. I'm like, I don't know if I can fight. And I've never been in the position to fight. So I'm like, I don't know if I really can fight, but I must have something.
I'm trying to wonder. You sound like...
No, but that's what I'm saying. I talk a really good game, don't I?
you can throw some hands now, but I don't know, man.
I've never had a fight with a girl, if that makes sense. I've had run-ins with like guys, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like I just don't appreciate like a disrespectful man. Do you know what I mean?
Let me throw in hands there.
No. Pretty, but that's what I'm saying.
Girls should be throwing hands.
I don't be throwing hands though. That's what I'm saying. I've never been in a physical altercation. I've just never been that girl. But I'm like, I can talk a good game. I can tell some shit. So I don't know. I think that's the African in me, because Africans don't usually fight.
Yeah.
Like, we can slap, but we don't usually get into like physical altercations. Like,
I don't fight either though, to be honest.
This is what I'm saying. Like,
I haven't had a fight in years. No, I've never really had a fight.
No, it's the African way to be like, if I slap you, but like, do you know what I mean? It's usually just the threat.
There's more to life.
Yeah.
There's nothing to really be fighting about, I guess.
But that's when I knew that I was loved though. Imagine I'm drunk, running amok, and I'm just moving from room to room. Women are following me, bro. Every time I go to a different room, I see you.
Yeah, no, man. It's spooky.
Eh?
I said it is spooky though.
Yeah. Every time I go to a different room, I'm like, I'm in the kitchen, I see you. I'm in the bathroom, I see you. I'm in the hallway, I see you. I'm outside. You come outside. You okay? Like, are you okay? Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, okay. Nah. Even as I'm sober now, I'm sitting here thinking, nah, that's mad. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's a weird flex.
No, you want to fight me.
Nah, and that's a weird flex.
That's what scared me the most, because I'm like, these people have seen me grow up from like the age 14. Do you know what I mean? 13. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, raw, like there must be some underlying type of, do you know what I mean? Some ulterior motive. Mm. I don't know.
Nah. It can be anything, but at the same time, it's like, nah, man. I don't understand. So when they done that, what did the person just like, what? Did they back off or did they want to?
Apparently, she just stood there.
They're lucky. Oy.
Because she fucking was following me. I don't think you understand. I kept telling them, rah, leave me alone. Seriously, leave me alone. You need to leave me alone. And then they were like, apparently they were coming up to me closer. Every time I told them, right, leave me alone, they came closer.
Wait, what kind of party was this, please?
Family party. Well, you know, like a family friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not no, oh, house party that I don't know the people here. I know everybody here. And they know me very well. They've seen me grow up. I know everybody there. And you're following me. And I keep telling you, stop. And you're taunting me. Do you know what I mean? Everywhere I go, I see you. You're like a nightmare at this point. I can't get away from you. I keep telling you, stop. You're not stopping. And guess what? It's a fight.
You got that.
But yeah, apparently they tried to get at me. They couldn't, because I'm protected by the law, God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm protected by God. I'm a child mm-hmm. of God. That's God's mm-hmm. hand. And they just couldn't get at me the way they wanted to get at me. And then from then on, I just said, yeah, look, do you know what? Alcohol, no. These people, reduce it. Just reduce everything. Like, just reduce it. But yeah.
No.
That's the worst experience for me, alcohol.
I'm trying to think, what's the worst experience for me? I'm trying to think. There's been a, There's been a few.
I showed you mine, now you show me yours.
My worst drinking experience. Okay, yeah, nah. My worst. But there's different reasons, isn't it? For different ones.
Yeah.
I'll say I crashed my brother's Range Rover into another Range Rover. That was a very bad experience.
Are you joking?
That was a very bad experience. But the thing is, I didn't think I was that waved. That's why I get more annoyed about the whole situation. You get?
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, I weren't waved like that. Like, you get me?
Yeah.
But clearly I was. So that kind of makes me upset. Like, because I don't even remember driving. Like, I don't even remember the car crashing. I was just like, what? Like, so yeah, that was a bad experience. What else?
It's not even really the experience itself, it's the aftermath that you got to fucking deal with, because you don't even fucking remember doing it, do you?
Yeah, legit. I know, right?
That's the worst thing about blackout drinking is that it's not even what you did, it's people coming back to you and reminding you, oh fuck, you were crazy last night. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You got the shit, girl.
But the one thing I can say is I've never really hurt myself. Actually, that's a lie. That same night that I was out here beefing with people, I went to go and like bang my head. I had like, you know, like a cocoa in like Tom and Jerry, like on your head. I like banged my head on like my front door, and not like the door, the concrete next to the door. So like I meant to like lean up against it and I just went, and I was like, oh, apparently I didn't feel nothing.
Hurting yourself. See, hurting yourself drunk is dead. I've done that twice now. I hurt myself on my birthday. I hurt myself last year as well.
I mean, you were having fun, but not worth it, bro.
I've got permanent scars. Yeah, like I can tell I've got permanent, because I've got issues. I don't know how to keep, I pick my scabs all the time. And I was trying not to pick these scabs, but when I was showering, it was just coming off, like when I was scrubbing my face.
Yeah.
So I've got a few permanent scars from all of this. So it's not worth it at all. It's never happening again. They're not crazy permanent scars, but they're just like... Fair enough.
I think moving forward, I'm kind of... I don't necessarily hate alcohol. And I don't necessarily like dislike what I'm like on alcohol. It's just that I'm more aware of like my limit, if that makes sense. My mood and my temperament. Usually like sober, like you could say anything to me, I would just ignore you. I'd be like, right, like that person is actually mad. Drinking, I just can't ignore you. I must fight.
You just want to box someone, isn't it?
No, honestly, like I think one of my friends was like, you're like a closeted angry person, like you're always angry, but it just doesn't come out until you're drunk. And I'm like, I just don't believe that. I think I'm one of the people that if you get me in the like, I only really have space for like one to two emotions. So if I'm happy, but then like if I'm 70% happy and then 40%, that doesn't even make sense. 70% happy and then 30% sad. Happiness is going to rule, if that makes sense.
Mm.
But if you add like anger and like happiness and the anger percentage increases, you better know.
Get serious.
Yeah, like it's gonna be a what? Shut up. That's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be a that. But I think that comes down to like childhood, because that's what I was on when I was like 14.
I mean, I don't know. You don't look aggressive, but I know you got that. Like, you don't tolerate rubbish, innit? So I know you could get.
No, I've always had that. Like, I've always been like, I have patience, but to like to a certain extent. Like once you pass that threshold, I'm like, oh, shut up, man. Oh,
yeah.
And I'm not one of them people that thinks about stuff. Like I think about stuff when I'm like normal, like stable, but like if I'm angry, I don't think. I just go, my brain will just say, right, leave. And I'll just go.
Yeah.
Like I just won't say anything, I'll just go. So I don't know, but that's the thing, is like people, because I'm so jovial and I'm like, oh hi, you're right. Like people think, oh, she's so kind and she's so chill. And I'm like, no, but I'm actually very human. Like as happy as I can be as equally as sad or as equally as angry.
People know you differently, yeah, I guess.
I'm like, yes, I'm actually human. Wow. Shock.
Where? I don't know, man. People look at me in different ways. People say, yeah, you love it. And I'm just like, bro, I'm an introvert. I'm an outgoing introvert. That's the best term for me.
Okay, yeah. I can see that. Because I would never have the confidence to throw a party. But you've thrown several. And I'm like, I would be scared that I would throw a party and no one would come.
But you know, the thing is?
What?
I should have thrown a party time ago.
Why?
That's my point. But confidence, once again, bro, I'm like, I've always known people. Like, I've always been known in my areas and known, but I've always had a lot of friends. My point is, confidence is what, and even my brother said it, like, he rates me because, like, we've always been lit kids. But none of us have ever had the confidence to throw a party. So me doing it was such a good thing. And it's like almost breaking a cycle of something that we thought we would never do, because there's people that are not even half as lit as me and my family, but they're the ones throwing parties. And not to say the parties are dead, but like ours would be way better. Do you know what I'm trying to say? But so what we do, which is such a backwards way of life, is we will go to all these people's parties and make their parties lit, but you can't have your own.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
So it's like, yeah, that's why I said, you know what, bro, man, I'm doing this, like, to get me, like, no, I'm not having it. No, I'm not afraid. Like, and I feel like doing content is what made me do it, innit? But, like, do you get me? If I'm really trying to build my brand, like, do you get me? I love the idea of people associating me with different stuff. Like, people are like, oh, so how's events going? I'm like, you really think I'm an events dude? Okay, cool. People are like, oh, how's this hosting going? How's modeling going? How's this going? It's like, yeah, I like that. Associating me with everything in the whole wide world. As long as I know that I'm good at it. I'm not just, don't be associating with me with things that I'm not good at or that I don't like. That's different.
Yeah.
That song called me Mr. Amala the other day. I didn't know how to feel about that. I was like, you rude. No, because basically there's a TikTok that kind of went a bit viral and it kind of got a lot of views.
Jeez.
From my Send Back podcast pod, and obviously I was talking about food in it. So whenever people see me now, they call me they call me the name of the food. And I can't stop laughing. I'm like, you're not rude.
No, yeah. I think it's good that people relate to you. And I think, what do you mean, I guess? They're relating to you. They're saying, yo, and they listen to you, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think that's sick. Mm-hmm. I think that is sick.
Definitely, yeah. No, for real, I feel you.
And those are the type of things that careers, like lifelong careers, are built upon. That those aren't like honestly, little things. Those are big things.
They're massive things, though.
Come on, they got you. That is lit. That is so lit. And do you know what? Because I was listening to a podcast, I can't remember whose podcast it was, but they were saying that like the people that you shouldn't be out here trying to reach out to, like, people that are already famous. Like, the people that are going to be famous or people that are going to make a difference or that people that are going to make their mark on this world within your generation are in your generation. They're the people that you grew up with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
There's no point trying to reach up and be like, oh, no, I'm not too good. I'm too good for these people. No. The people that you grew up with, the people that you know, are the next best thing. You need to tap in. And I was like, rah. That makes so much sense, because I think it was Mo the Comedian, and some other comedians and people that kind of came up together around that time, they all know each other. Mm. You notice that? Mm. And that's how your reputation can be like mashed up.
That's really how it should be. That really, really should be like that.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way. Obviously, yeah, you know what? Sometimes in life, you have to, you know, bring big brands. Yeah. When people see you work with big people, it attracts them. But you can't let that be you. Do you get me? Like, for example, like my podcast, my Sent Back podcast with my partner, just me and him. Mm. And we said we're going to go for a whole 10 episodes before we bring on any guests. that are what we promised ourselves. So people can gravitate to us and people like us. And when people are watching us, it's because of us, not because of guests.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Not because, oh, we can have this person on. So when guests then come on, it's a bonus. You get me? Whereas some people, it's like, they're good, don't get me wrong, but they're so centered around guests where it's like, you almost don't even watch them unless they have a guest, because you're more excited to see who they're going to bring on.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
It's not the
content. That's how it needs to be. Yeah, man. And I think about me, bro, I'm black and I've got pride, man. I hate feeling like people are doing me favors, even though it's natural, but I hate when people feel like they're solely doing me a favor. I hate the whole idea of me trying to bring on someone to the pod and like I know that they're only they don't want to be here, they're late, or they cancel on me. I hate that so much because I'm just like, but obviously that's how it goes, isn't it? That's how the game goes. That you need to be able to get past that hurdle. But I couldn't do that every single time I'm recording the pod. You know, I'm trying to say that that's not me still.
I'm so worried in the sense that the podcast is a way for me to kind of just share my experiences and just relax and just be like, yo, this is me. I'm relaxing, I'm chilling, and this is something that I enjoy. But I've realized that in today's landscape, you have to do more. Like, as you said before, like going on camera is definitely like a requisite. So I'm kind of like, okay, I'm toying with the idea of going on camera. The thing is that about this year is that once you put your foot in, that's you. That is you. Like, I don't want to be doing my job and then someone goes, oh my God, come on. Okay.
Which is fair. That's what I'm saying. If that's the reasoning you want to use, it's fair. Like, 100%. So you're allowed to feel like that.
Yeah.
And if that's you don't feel obliged to go on camera.
Yeah.
I still have friends that I have never gone on camera. And that's cool. Do you know what I mean? So
okay, fair enough. Because I am very aware that, you know what I mean, like the facial expressions and stuff like that definitely does add to the relatability. But I'm just like, I'm just not at that point where I'm like, phew, show my face, let people know who I am. Because I don't be looking like this every day. Well, you can't see me, but I don't be looking like this every day. I'll be out here busted.
Jeez, scary.
Because I'm a human. What does
your boyfriend say? Your boyfriend doesn't mind, so that doesn't matter.
My boyfriend just like, oh, you look the same. Like,
yeah, see, I told you. That's what I say to girls as well. Like, once after that 2 weeks, like, you look the same in our eyes every second.
Yeah, he's just like, you look the fucking same. Like, same eyebrow, same eyes. Like, just no color on the eyelids. Like, so I'm like, okay, fair enough. But he's just like, do what you want. Just do what you want, as long as it's not disrespectful or embarrassing to you or me. Fair enough. And I'm like, cool. Do you know what I mean? But I'm just thinking about it and I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for the camera thing, man. It's just not me.
No, honestly, don't let anyone try to rush you. Some people say, no, you can't be doing a podcast, but no, that's you. Like, some people, but even on TikTok, people come onto me and they say, oh, I hate TikTok podcasts. People hate visual podcasts. They just like,
really?
Audio. Yeah, it's not for everyone. Like some people don't like it. There's some massive podcasts out there that have never done visuals in their life, but obviously the trend is visual. So it's like, if you don't want to follow the trend, then what do you have to do? You have to go harder. You get it?
Yeah.
So it's just one of them things, I guess.
This year, I definitely want to be consistent. It's just that last year, I don't even want to make excuses, but I got really ill. I had like COVID twice. Uh-huh. And then it just kind of fell off from there.
I'm even about to bring out a video, innit? That's probably gonna be my first video of the year.
Yeah,
tips for podcasting. I feel like I'm going to I'm gonna bring out a little TikTok tips for podcasting. My opinion, there's tips in it. Are there,
Tiki Taki? Go on. I'm hyping you up.
No. I'm gonna bring out that. I feel like I've been podcasting for a long time, innit? It's a touch of 5 years this year. So since I first recorded my first ever podcast, so it's been a long time.
Yeah,
I started podcasting in 2018. Yeah, so like I know what I think would work and what doesn't work, and how to keep your podcast going, and even how to keep viewers engaged and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like, that's just it. Like, so I'm gonna do it still. It's very, very important. There's loads of tips to podcasting, man. There's loads of tips to it, but I just think if you're aware of it, then you'll be good. But
I think also speaking to people like you, because you were like, oh, what's the schedule? And I was like, oh, shit, I'm forced to draw up a schedule. But I'm like, this is good practice. if that makes sense. It's not something.
No, but when I said schedule, what do you think I meant by schedule though?
Like, oh, when we recording, when we, do you know what I mean? When's it coming out? And that's why when I sent you everything that I sent you, it was like, right, this is when we're recording, this is when I plan on editing, and this is when it will come out.
Okay. You know what's mad though? When I meant what's the schedule, go on, finish.
And there's a whole list of topics to choose from. You didn't choose though, which is okay because we doing our thing now. You're a professional. So I was just like, okay, cool. I'll just go with the flow. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's calm. I felt like I was in good hands. Because a lot of my friends have never, like, been recorded and stuff like that. They're like, oh, my God. Like, what do I say? And I'm like, don't worry. Like, it's chill. Don't worry. It's me. It's me. Would I be out here making you look stupid? No. That would not happen. But I wanted to ask you, how was it working with a partner? Because I do this by myself.
I think that's one of the tips I was going to say, innit? I think you should always have a partner when you're doing a pod. And your partner doesn't necessarily have to be like an on-screen partner, you know? It doesn't even have to be on-screen, but it should just be someone that's a part of the team. So a part of this, you know, I don't know, I haven't thought of it yet. You should have someone that's there. Even if it's just editing, or if it's just someone that you can talk to, or someone that just wants to work behind you in regards to tips, like, just even if it's informal as well, because I feel like I've done what you're doing. So my Appreciate with Kanzo podcast through my Keeping Up with Kanzo brand, that was all me. So everything was me, from the editing to the guests, paying for everything, the ideas, every single thing, every concept was myself. And it was fine because I'm like that anyway. I like to control stuff, innit? But when you're feeling down, no one can pick you up. You know what I'm trying to say? So like, with me and my boy right now, obviously cool, we've got a contract with the studio we're recording with, so we have to record, fair enough. But let's just say we did it anyway, because I'm with someone, we are going to be consistent. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And like, I recorded with a pod the other day, and they were like, they've recorded 119 episodes. They record an episode every week, like, or if even if they haven't recorded in a week, they balanced it out with another week. So they've recorded an episode every single week, and that's because they're a group of four. So there's no way that four of them are not going to be up to it. Even if three of them aren't, someone will. So someone will be able to pick them up. But when it's you by yourself, if I'm busy or if I'm tired or if I can't be bothered, it's hard, isn't it? And that's what you're saying, like, I haven't recorded since November.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because no one's going to tell you to go record, only like your friends, but it doesn't. They're going to tell you that anyway. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's good. I'll say that I feel less stressed with a partner.
Yeah,
like he does things I don't need to do. He patterned our editor, patterned our TikToker. He's patterned the guests that we've had come on so far. All these things. So it does work in your favor sometimes, isn't it? But obviously, it just depends, isn't it?
The problem is obviously I've got you know, a good amount of friends, but one, they're all in corporate jobs. I mean, my best friend that I would have had on here, she is a lawyer. Training to be a solicitor in fucking Her Majesty's fucking Home Office. Well, His Majesty's. So it's like, this is legit a hobby for me. This is, do you know what I mean? It's not that I don't see this going anywhere. I see this definitely doing what it needs to do. And whatever it does, I'll be happy with it. It's just that I have a life outside of this, and so do the people that I trust. Do you get it? So it would be really difficult for me to ask her to come out of her life. Do you know what I mean? Come out of your daily schedule and your weekly schedule to join me on my podcast, which she's been really hesitant to do anyway, and because of the nature of her job. So that's why I'm like, that's like my bestest friend. Do you know what I mean? That's my bestest. So saying that, it would take a lot for me to kind of open up to somebody else. It would have to be really special. I'm gonna trust you with my baby, essentially, because I know a lot of people say, oh, the car is a baby, or you know, your pet could be your baby, but for me it's my podcast, and because it's so personal.
Yeah, understandable and fair.
It's me, it's my voice, it's my personality, it's, you know, I'm aside from the point that I'm paying for it to be uploaded like weekly and for all that stuff, it's my experience. So I'm like, I wouldn't like, I would rather, if I'm ill or anything like that, I would rather not record than put out something where I'm like bleeding on the mic. Do you know what I mean? Like some Kanye West through the wire shit. Do you know what I mean? Like bleeding through the mic than have someone else that might just tart it up like a whore's drawers. Do you know what I mean? Just come up with just some bullshit on here. Just some bullshit. And I just, no. Just no. So I'm like, it will take a real special person. But what I can say is, in terms of the social media aspect, I definitely do need someone to come up in here and take the content that I'm giving them and post their shit online. But there are apps and, do you know what I mean, websites that can do that for free.
Yeah, not for real.
So I'm like, I could automate that if I really wanted to.
It depends on the magnitude of how you want to take things. As it sounds right now, this is such a funny topic, but it's good because people will probably listen to this, like, it'll be good information for that.
Damn, they
but,
better.
It just depends on you and the magnitude of things, innit? Do you get me? Like, it's like, if I'm saving for a car, the rate I'm going to save money is going to be different to someone that's just saving for life. I can't come, or if I'm trying to lose weight, or I've got a goal to lose weight, I've got to be a specific weight, and someone else is just trying to lose weight, what we're going to do might differ, because I know what I need to specifically do. I need to reach this weight, so I'm going to take drastic measures. So it's like, with me, for example, I know how big I want this podcast to be, and I have goals for this podcast, my podcast, for example. So that's why I have to be visual, and I have to be on trends, and I have to be doing all these kind of things, getting TikToks out, all these kind of things. So if that's not what you want to do for now, then by all means, don't. But what, and even when I'm saying partner, for example, it could just be someone you talk to. Just someone that, oh, you know what, that, like, you mind just being a part of the team and just watching every episode I bring, listen to every episode. Like, even if it's maybe half an hour of it, just listen to it and see what could be better, what I could add, and just stuff like that. Just having someone informing you on board.
I would welcome that.
Yeah, man. You just gotta see, man. But like I said, let it come naturally. You know, everything is needed. So I wanted to be a director for my pod, and it didn't end up happening. Do you know what I mean? So it just some things work, some things don't work. It's just one of them things, man.
That's definitely so valid. But I think also that there is so much room to grow, if that makes sense. Like, I am so, like, I'm, do you know, somebody told me the other day that I needed to go on other podcasts. And I was like, oh my God, but all these other podcasts do camera, love. This is all camera stuff. I can't do this. And they're like, put a fucking pair of sunglasses on and fucking get on with it. And I just thought, do you know what? In it? They're like, put a fucking massive pair of sunglasses on. Don't care how stupid you look. Slap them on. Get on there. Do you know what I mean? And I thought, do you know what? True. And that's not just anybody. That's not like a friend, or, do you know what I mean, like a close family friend. That's family. That's my blood right there. That was telling me, look, mate, you need to get on. And if you want this to be anything that people listen to, because you're spitting some real shit. And I won't toot my own flute, but yes, I am. So they were like, you need to get on. And if you want people to understand and listen to you, you need to be on there. You need to be out here, and people need to know who you are. So I'm like, okay, cool. Do you know what? Cool. And I've had that conversation with, you know, my other half. And he said, look, mate, like, I done knew from the types of jobs that you did before I got into property. He was like, look, you're creative. We knew that. So he was like, you starting a podcast, that was on par. He was like, I would not be surprised if you started a vlog. Okay. Like, he was just like, go ahead, do what you want to do. Just no embarrassment and no fucking madness out here doing pranks and shit like that. So he was just like, just go out and be great. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I got the full support of the family. I got the full support of future family. So I'm just like, I don't know what to do next. Do you know what I mean? Like, and this, do you know what? We were supposed to be talking about drinking. And look at us. Look at us. Talking about work. Talking about work. Okay, cool. But okay, do you have anything else to say about the podcast?
No, man. I think that's a nice touch.
Nice touch.
A nice heartfelt end. Nice hour. Nice. I think it was a nice topic. Very heartfelt.
Okay, because you know what? I actually titled this podcast "Critical Drinking," but Since we didn't really talk about
drinking. Yeah, this is an offshoot of when you drink.
There you go. It can still be there. It can still, but you're not drunk.
It's still there. I know. I'm drunk off life. Life has been good.
Oh, shut up.
Life has been good, girl.
What's been going on in life? What the hell?
Life's good, man. Like, I can't complain, man. I think, sometimes I'll be trying to beat myself up. Like, this year you could go harder. You're looking at people who at the moment are doing stuff. So you forget about when you're doing stuff and they're not doing anything. But the moment that they're doing stuff and you're not doing as much as them, you start to feel like you haven't done anything at all.
Yeah.
And it's so satanic. And it's such a satanic thing. Like, I believe it, because if anything that could be satanic, the reason why I niggas is satanic said that to say it is just not even to be all biblical, but it's like, it makes no sense. All it does is make you upset. Yeah. Anything that makes no sense that makes you upset, I know it's a sign of the devil, because it shouldn't be like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you think about all the work you put in a year, let's just say from January to March to let's just say October, for example. You do all of that, and then let's just say things get a bit quiet. Not even quiet, but you're not doing as much as you were doing then. And some, you're looking at people and they're doing stuff, but that whole time when you were doing stuff, they weren't doing anything like that. But you were just happy. You was like, I'm calm. So the moment that you start to see people in the public eye, you start to feel, oh, I ain't done nothing, man. I ain't done nothing. And it's such a bad thing. And that's how God won't reward you, because it means that you're not grateful. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So honestly, when this year, like, bare people will come to me like, oh, Kamzo, I see you. And I'm thinking, bro, I ain't doing nothing. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, and it's like, it's such a bad thing. And I just pray God forgives me, and I will not be like that again.
But they're looking up at you and thinking, well, I wish I was there. I wish I had that resilience. Like, I'm still here thinking, well, I wish I had that confidence. Like, that confidence. I ain't got it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not there yet.
It will come, man. You can't fight it. It will come.
Having too much fun.
Like, life is scary, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking around, like, some people are pregnant. Some people done been had kids. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm sitting here like, God damn. I'm like, I'm going to be, you know, I'm approaching
25.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking around me and I'm like, rah, some people had kids. Some people have had 3-4 kids. I'm looking around like, rah, like, is there something I'm not doing? Or, do you know what I mean? Like, whoa. Like,
it will come, man.
But then there are other people that are like clubbing, chilling, 25, 26, 27, 28. Mm. And they're like, yeah, I'm still having fun. And I'm like, I don't really know where I fit in terms of like lifestyle.
I think it's just all up to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all up to you. Don't compare yourself to anyone. Compare yourself is how you get, it's how you hurt yourself. Just keep moving and growing, and we'll be all right.
So 2023 has been it's been good to you so far, huh?
It's gonna be good this year. I haven't got a choice.
Yeah,
I'm not giving it a choice. It's so easy to be scared, because you don't even know the next steps. But you know what? Such is life, innit? You don't know what's going on in your body, but everything. Yeah. But it will play their part and make things work.
Yeah.
The same thing with me. As long as I stay hungry, stay willing, like, and that's in all areas of my life: financial, work, content. You get me? And all the things I want to achieve. As long as I stay on point. Like, and just let things work in fruition. Don't say no. And that's where a lot of people go wrong as well. They say no to everything. They say no before they say yes. You know, people like that. Like, they always say no first. You have to, it's either they say no and they stick with their no, or they say no, you have to convince them to say yes. I'm a yes man. I always say yes.
Yeah.
Before I say no. Same. If I know something is not part of my direction, like, I always say yes. So that's just it, to be honest. But yeah.
That is so positive.
That's probably what I say. Yeah, man, positive. Yeah, nigga can leave the league, but if I leave, you gonna let me, man?
That's a line from what? Paid in full.
Paid in full. Yeah.
Look at that.
Nah, I'm just looking at that. I got a hoodie. Nah, I got a paid in full hoodie. So I got me a paid in full hoodie for my birthday. So I wore it.
Oh, nice.
Nice hoodie. It's cute.
You should take a pic and we can add it to the
Come on,
we're doing visuals.
That's where it starts, of course, man. You don't want that.
What?
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
No. I don't think you've changed from when I last saw you, which was like
me. No, I'm still the same person, man. I think I'm just an older version.
Years. Yeah. Yeah.
Seven years now,
because we're in 2023.
Yeah, I'm still the same person, man. I'm still
shit then. Yeah, when will you marry?
Remember, I know that was so nice of you. Look at you. When will you marry? It's coming, man. Give me time. Same with you, but wait on you. You got a boyfriend, so you need to marry.
Hold on. This ain't about me. It's about you. I asked the questions on this podcast.
Girl, this is not an interview, though. This is a podcast.
Yeah?
We're allowed to talk.
Okay, we're talking. And I'm telling you, don't ask me no stupid questions. Why are you mimicking me? That is so dumb. Okay, bye. No.
Sorry.
But what will you marry? Please.
I'm going to.
A wedding. It needs to be a public wedding, open to the public.
So oh, my goodness. Attend.
And you know how good you are at planning parties and events. So now all your hobbies are coming to bite you right in the ass, you dummy. So... So wifey needs to be ready because it's going to be a big Nigerian wedding. I'm expecting that I shall be in the post.
Oh my gosh, this is a banger.
Why are you laughing? Oh my, they put the bottle down, mate. Put the bottle down. When the fun stops, you stop.
So I was just thinking, it's so hard to pretend that we weren't talking before.
Yeah, we were talking, sir.
Yeah, we were talking about the topics, but it's just so funny.
Oh my God. This is too funny. Go on, carry on.
All right, cool. So smoking and drinking. Tell me about that. Do you smoke?
No, I don't smoke. I don't be smoking.
Why?
Not really my thing. You know, I don't feel like it.
Have you tried smoking?
Of course I have. I started smoking in 2012.
2012?
When I was 13. No, 14. Yeah, 14, in fact. Yeah. I was the first time I ever smoked something. And I used to just do it every now and again. But I was always a social smoker. But then I think last year was the year I said I'm not even going to touch this. I think in 2021, I think I had like one spliff.
Yeah.
And then last year, so I'm not having nothing at all.
Okay.
And I didn't touch nothing. But yeah, not once. So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was the catalyst for you giving up smoking? Like, what made you?
I just don't need it. I just don't need it. Like, I just feel like it was, I didn't need that at all.
Do you know what? That's a similar story that my dad told me. He was like to me, he used to smoke cigarettes. Like, when I was like 3-4 years old, I came up to him and was like, "Are you smoking?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "That's disgusting."
Damn.
And then he stopped smoking after that.
Yeah, of course you would. Especially the way you would say it as well. You'll be like, "Yeah, I don't need this."
He was like, "Yeah, you came up to me and told me that's disgusting and screwed up your face." And then walked away. And I'm like, I'm proper, like, I've been a terrorist from day.
I know. Don't worry, I know.
Because I look back and I'm like, oh my God. I look back at my crimes and I'm like, my God, why? Why would I do that?
This me?
So you don't smoke? That's a shame because I smoke. I was a smoker before I was a drinker. I only started drinking because I stopped smoking.
When did you start smoking?
I started smoking summer 2016. That was the best summer of my life.
So I knew you. I knew you when you started smoking.
Yeah. That was the best summer of my life.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I saw you at one barbecue.
Yeah, you did.
Then why are you doing your face like that?
And you didn't say fucking hi.
I was scared.
Yeah, because you didn't say fucking hi. I remember. You should be scared because I'd be fighting.
And then your friend. Are you still friends with the girl?
What girl?
The girl that you lived with, the one that you came with.
Yeah, we talk.
Oh.
We're not as close.
Don't she have a kid?
What?
Don't she have a kid now?
Who?
I don't know.
I don't think she has a kid. If she did,
maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but I remember that day. You just looked. I was a bit scared.
Why?
I don't know, man.
You didn't say hi, and I was like, "This fucking."
But I think we spoke in the end, though.
Yeah, because I tried to get onto you. Because I tried to get onto you. That's probably the only reason why we spoke. Because I tried to get onto you.
I was What did I say? Sorry. See, that's me.
Fair enough. Fine. You're a civilian. You're a good you. That's what it is.
I'm a good you, man.
Oh, I'm a good you, I like indeed. That's cool. So you don't smoke. You only drink. And when you drink, you get blissed. Yeah. So what about sex and drink?
Yeah, plastered, but not anymore.
What do you mean?
I don't know how I feel about sex and drinking, man. Sex and drinking is just like... Like, there's bare times where I'll just be, like, drunk, and I'm just like...
Are you dumb?
Sex and drink,
I don't know how I feel.
Is that what you heard, yeah?
He's recalling. He's recalling the moment.
Fix your headset, bro. I don't know who moaned or groaned.
I ain't got no headset on. I'm hearing you loud and clear, nigga. When I said sex and drinking.
No, you better pull up your turban, bro. I don't understand. Bro, I don't know who you heard moan like that, because it wasn't me.
Hey, listen, this is recorded. The listeners can hear that and hear
Oh, God. That's what you heard, yeah? Fair enough. I legit said that. I don't even know how I feel about it, but despite me saying that, I moaned. Fair enough, 1-0. You got me red-handed. All
right, cool. Fair enough.
But no, I don't know how I feel about it. How do you feel about it?
Do you know what? It depends on the environment.
You're in your mood.
Listen, I'm all right. Hey, the same way I'd be fighting.
I'm scared.
Same way I'd be fighting.
Well, I'm scared.
Obviously, it's personal, isn't it? So I don't really talk about relationship business, because big people business shouldn't be in the public. Big people know what big people do, isn't it? But what I'm telling you is I'm a mastermind. I'm a beast.
Oh, my goodness.
Gang signs and all that shit. I wish people could see me. Gang signs and all that shit. Oh!
For real. I feel you.
I'm a gangster with it. I'm saying, I ain't going to ask for it. I'm going to take it.
Mm.
And that's how it's going to be. So, yeah. I feel like, there's a difference between being high, aka smoking marijuana and tobacco, so a spliff, and a difference between drinking, like, because...
Big difference.
Go on. Tell us, expert.
No, I just think there's a massive difference. Like,
go on, expert. Talk your shit.
When I've been high and I'm... Oh, goodness. I'm not even that guy, bro. I'm not even that guy. I'm not that guy, man. I'm not sexually oriented. I need love.
Oh, so you're asexual?
I said I'm not. Nah, but funny. But I'm saying like, I'm not that who I used to be, man. I'm not just like out here in these streets.
Wow, that's crazy. Because according to these streets, you are out in these streets.
Where did you get that from?
The streets. The streets be talking.
Who are you telling you this?
The streets be talking there. The streets said that you was out there on your birthday, on your friends' birthdays, and some select nights out for some parties. So, I mean...
Are you being serious right now, yeah?
I mean...
If that's what you're hearing in the streets, then fair enough.
I'm a spectator. I just be watching. Everything you do, yeah. I see. You be out
on
here.
Public, on socials. On socials?
Yeah, you be out here.
I don't be doing nothing on socials, man.
You be out here on Snapchat, if anybody has Keeping Up With Kems on Snapchat.
What? Nothing in a sexual sense on socials at all. So
that's what they say, but I always see a yo, happy birthday, sis.
Yeah, man, this is my sister.
Oh, happy birthday, darling.
That's my darling.
Props to you. Do you know what I mean? As I said, when will you marry? You will marry soon. So
I'm not afraid anymore, man. I know how the game, like, bro, I know how the game goes, man. Like, do you get me? Like, there's nobody.
Go on, tell us how the game goes.
Like, I'm not afraid. I'll snap whoever I want to snap, like, especially if I'm single as well. Obviously, if I had a girlfriend and I was having a conversation with someone that I'm partially kind of chatting to ish, like, but it's very, very early doors. And I was just saying, I was like to her, like, you know, like, if we were talking seriously, like, all of this happy birthday, darling, happy birthday, sister, like, I wouldn't do it because I know how you might feel, you know what I'm trying to say? But right now, it's like, and I know how it looks as well. It looks like, this guy's either just one friendly guy.
He's about.
Some people might see it like that, but some people might see it as, this guy's just them guys. He's just friends of bare girls. Like, you don't get girls. And I'm like, and that's how I like it to be. I like it when it's like that. I like to look like the joke man in public when it comes to that area. I don't want anyone to think of me as a galley.
Yeah, but usually the people that look like joke men are heavy cheats.
Yeah, so. I mean, I don't cheat, but yeah, I guess. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Yeah. These streets be cold.
I'm dying. I said, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
What?
Okay, moving on to the next topic, drinking and the body. So, like, what's the effects of drinking on your body? As in, you kind of, like, mentioned this earlier on, in the sense that you feel like you're getting a little bit older, your body can't really handle the hangovers, or am I, you know, taking words out your mouth for?
No, yeah, I definitely can't handle it as much as I used to anymore, man.
Yeah.
I definitely can't handle it as much as I used to. Nah, it's tough.
Because I'm going to wake up feeling like shit.
Yeah, you might. I know, but you have to do the right thing before you have to do the right thing before you sleep, innit?
You know what
I'm trying to say? So, like, eat, drink water.
Yeah.
Drink tea, and then you'll be good. It's all just dependent on how you go to bed.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it, really. And then you'll be good.
Because I'm never sober when I do the podcast. But obviously, next time when you have me on your podcast with my massive glasses. And the thing is that I know that certain people are going to be able to notice me from, like, my nails or something like that. So I might just have to wear gloves. Actually, I'm putting words in your mouth because you might not even want me on your podcast. What's your podcast about? It's about, you talk about music, you talk about football, you talk about relationships.
It's more just centered around being African, being Nigerian.
That too. I'm not Nigerian.
Yeah, that's the basis of it. Like, all the guests you bring on predominantly would be Nigerian.
Okay, so but, I'm African, but I'm not Nigerian.
It's
fluid. It's okay. It's fine. I don't feel bad about it. I'm still.
Everybody wants to be Nigerian.
Wow. Do you know what it is? My husband to be is Nigerian.
Then I should be expecting my clothes in a post, isn't it?
Eh?
What am I rolling in the man? You're deep. So you want your clothes, but I can't get mine. Wow.
Yeah, no. You can. Because I think it's more about who's around you when you are planning that event, if that makes sense. So I'm like, yeah, you can come and eat some free food.
You can do.
I'm expecting my Ashobi in the post.
You can do, man. Say no more, I got you.
Eh?
Nah. I said say no more, I got you.
Oh, okay. Because you kind of mumbled that. I wanted to make sure I had the actual sentence on file. So if it doesn't happen, what should I do to you?
Love you.
I'm sorry. I live under a rock. I don't.
I said I'm scared. I hate making promises.
No, this is not a promise. This is a fact.
Oh, no.
So if I don't I'm
scared.
If I don't get my invitation and Ashobi, in the post, what should I do to you?
I don't know.
Because obviously, you know me already. I don't see people that I don't want to see. But for the people that I want to see, I'll be seeing them. So.
I have no response. I can't answer.
No, you don't want to answer because you don't want to be held to your word.
But you'll be fine. I got you. Exactly. There's nothing like being held to my word.
I guess we'll see. We'll see, innit? But not gonna lie, you've never once wished me happy birthday, so that's what
I'm have I not?
Nah,
you know, I wish everyone happy birthday, so me not wishing happy birthday, that's not good.
No, not on your Snapchat.
I apologize.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm being serious because I wish everyone happy birthday because I legit every day I'd put in a birthday emoji in the search.
I think it's birthday. Probably because you don't have a picture of me.
Oh, what put you up? You mean.
Yeah.
No, I don't put people up on their birthdays unless we have a picture or a video together. Even if me and you are close friends.
Oh, okay.
I don't just put up pictures of people. Yeah. Like, people get angry because they're like, why are you putting this picture up on me? Like, don't have, I'm like, sure, I don't do that.
Okay, cool.
That's just one of my things.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. Okay, you got off that one.
So if I ever see you again in private birthday, I'll catch you. Huh?
You got off that one.
That's me. There's bad people that after their birthdays I haven't uploaded. That because we haven't got any memories together.
Well, I guess the last thing to do is thank you for coming on the podcast.
No problem. Like,
it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's so polite. Oh, okay.
Thanks for having me always.
Oh. Okay, cool. So you must come on again.
Yeah, 100, man.
Let the people know anything that you want them to follow, anything like that.
Yeah, of course, man. No, big ups having me on, man. Big ups. Nice friendship we've got going on for a long time now. 7 years. So it's nice.
That you I know. Mad, isn't it?
Like yeah, for real. But in terms of me, there's Camilo SCP on all socials. Make sure you just follow up. To everyone hearing this, also a podcast as well. I have my own podcast, Sent Back Podcast. So yeah, make sure you follow that page if you want to laugh and hear some African in further detail Nigerian experiences that helped to mold me and that you can relate to. So yeah, that's me, man. But I hope you enjoyed this listen and hopefully you get to hear from me again.
Yeah, man. Obviously, hopefully you get to hear from Mr. Amala once again.
Yeah, you know I'm saying? Oh, God.
Like, it's been lit. We've shared some stories and we've shared our opinions and that's all we can do in it. So Happy New Year and hope Happy the New Year has good stuff in store for us because it's just getting started. Yeah.
Well, good.
And you're going to remember to like and share and subscribe to this podcast on all platforms at IVIHTAIY because it's already in your head. You've already done it. It's in the universe.
You're loving it. You can't get enough of it. You're gagging for it, love.